True confession. I just love legal thrillers. I'm the only person I know who can't wait to be called for jury duty. So I was anxious to tuck into this tale of a terrified whistleblower, a good Samaritan hoping to take down Claudia McDover, a veteran judge with an unblemished record of judicial discretion, who just might be the most corrupt judge in Florida. Lacey Stoltz and Hugo Hatch, investigators with the Florida Board of Judicial Misconduct, based in Tallahassee, don't carry guns and rarely encounter danger. But everything about this case feels different. An anonymous caller, claiming to have the goods on the judge, convinces them to drive over to St. Augustine for a meet on his yacht, aptly called the Conspirator. Working under a pseudonym, Greg Myers, an ex-con and a disbarred attorney, is acting as middleman for the Whistler. He claims that the judge, in collusion with a billion-dollar real estate developer, greased the wheels for construction of the state's largest casino ever to be built on Native American soil. Treasure Key, up in Florida's beautiful panhandle, is owned by the fictional Tapakola tribe. But the so-called Coast Mafia skims millions off the considerable take at their casino. No tribal member will willingly speak out since they receive generous compensation from their casinos, money that has contributed to better health care, education, and overall quality of life for its members. Lacey and Hugo should have gotten the go-ahead from their boss, Mike Geismar, before agreeing to meet an anonymous caller out on the reservation after 11 p.m. When the Dodge Ram pickup slammed head-on into Lacey's Prius, the driver walked away believing no one could come out of the collision alive. News of the accident traveled fast. The tribal police chief, who was first on the scene, is threatened and then fired. Myers disappears. Geismar calls in the FBI. And they're still no closer to locating the Whistler. Fans used to a formula may be disappointed. There's no intricate description of the jury selection process, nor is there a trial with a last-minute surprise witness. What Grisham does give his readers are the things that so infuriate him about today's justice system. A man serving time on death row in Stark for a murder he didn't commit, government employees, understaffed and overworked, and a complicated nest of shell companies used to funnel ill-gotten gains to those who already have more than they'll ever need. So though you try to remind yourself that you're reading fiction, you know in your heart it all sounds too terribly, frighteningly real.